We already know it's been a big week so far from the Supreme Court. On Thursday, health care, the decision is due, and then the Supremes will leave town. What will it be? There's been so much speculation and pulling the whole thing apart. I mean, at this point, it's just a matter of, let's be honest, health care is personal. It's very personal when you mess with someone's health care, and it affects all of our health care. So whatever is decided at the judicial, the highest court in the land, the judicial level, it is ultimately going to be something that we deal with in businesses, individually, whether you have kids, don't have kids, whether you're single and you're older or younger and looking for insurance. We know that, and we know the scenarios are different for everyone. There's 100 different scenarios out there, but the one thing that everybody has in common is people do want affordable health care. That's the ironic part of this. The idea of naming it the Affordable Health Care Act, and the problem is that it really didn't become an affordable proposition. And with people living longer and the burdens on health care in the first place, the easy scenario to me is to create free enterprise. That is what we really already have. Just let the competition roll. Erase the state lines. And if people are able to shop around, if companies are able to shop around, it'd make a big difference. Because when you create that atmosphere, that's when the good stuff rises to the top. We've seen it. That's what this country is based on. But at this point, you have the president warning what could happen with this health care ruling. You have Mitt Romney, who wants to be the president, saying the best thing that could happen is that the Obamacare goes down, and he says that he'll push for affordable health care. The president says that any decision by the Supreme Court to overturn this health care law would send the country spiraling backwards, and that Americans don't want to refight the battle over health care. So that's the question. Do you want to refight the battle over health care? I say I do. I say I do want to refight so many things that are not workable as part of this law, because I know truly what supposedly is affordable is not going to be what ultimately businesses are going to experience, and that is going to be passed on to people who have paid premiums forever and a day, who have been with a certain insurance group, who have met all the requirements, all that other stuff, and now it's going to be bounced back into their faces. And what do small businesses do? What at this point, there haven't been a lot of jobs that have opened up in some cases because of the fear of having to cut people, worried about what would happen with this health care law, the requirements on the companies, what would happen with it. And, of course, with individuals, some people scared to death because they can't afford it. They can't afford health care, so then you could say, well, that's the idea behind the law. But the problem is what's going to be offered in these syndicates and across the country, they're not even set up at this point. When you talk about, oh, yeah, well, you're going to be part of a group of people and you're going to have the option to be part of a network where, because there's volume, it'll be affordable and you'll have health care coverage. But then when you talk to the people in the various states who are in charge of that, it's not even in play in many cases. So we'll see. The high court is expected to announce that fate. It'll happen on Thursday in the morning. Whether they're going to uphold the law, overturn it in the entirety, or strike down some of the provisions of the legislation. The White House says it expects the court to uphold the law. And I say to that, what are they thinking? What are they smoking? Who are they listening to? That's not at all what most of the rumors are coming out of D.C. Obama, when he talked about what could happen with the Supreme Court decision, he really didn't make a lot of references to the court. He said in the past it would be unprecedented for the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, to be overturned. And he went on to remark that American people fight for what's right, and the American people understand that we're not going to make progress by going backwards. We need to go forward. To which I say to everybody, are we moving forward with what we have in play right now? And what if the president is right and expects the high court to uphold the law? Ultimately, how do you think that impacts this election? I think it impacts the election in a very, very big way. Obama, on one hand, is hoping that everything stays the same, but at the same time, if it were to be upheld, that would be a big ticket for Romney, because I think so many people are not happy with what they're seeing with healthcare, especially people involved in the business world. But what say you, America? It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. You are always invited to chime in and throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. The other big thing happening in Washington, of course, is the contempt vote and Eric Holder, what the House will ultimately decide to do. And for Eric Holder, the Attorney General, there couldn't have been a better time for this to happen. Why? Because all of the focus is on health care. All of the focus is on what the Supreme Court's going to do. And yes, contempt is a big one because it's only happened a couple of times, three times in the last 30 years. But he's going to still be standing. And the documents aren't going to be turned over because of executive privilege. So, sure, it makes the news cycles, but not as big as healthcare is on the very same day. You probably hear crickets in the House. That's what I'm predicting. The crickets that we play on the show, those same crickets, we're lending them. We flew them to Washington. We're lending them to Washington because even Holder himself is saying, boy, it's going to be a really busy day on Thursday. Really busy day. And some of the Democrats are actually going to vote for contempt. So this isn't going to be an all-Republican review. There are plenty of Democrats who aren't happy with what happened with Fast and Furious and the fact that why not have the big document dump? What is there to hide? And, you know, even there was a warning from one of the top Democrats today that you can expect the chief Democratic House head said you can expect that there are going to be some defections. Steny Hoyer said he acknowledges that some in the party are going to call for a yes vote. Absolutely. So what will that vote be? Republicans want Holder to become the first attorney general to be cited by the House for contempt because he's refused to give the Oversight and Government Reform Committee all the docs that they want related to Fast and Furious. And unless there's a last-minute deal that's worked out, and, of course, in Washington and with Congress, that's always a possibility, the contempt vote will go down. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're talking about leaks. Leaks out of D.C. 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Because they're getting grilled over all these leaks. But it's not just the White House. It's not just the people behind the scenes at the White House. In general, what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the security leaks are unbelievable. Stuff that you really don't want out there. Things that need to be kept in-house. You know, we're not talking about even just political things. We're not talking about the politics of being in government. We're talking about things that have to deal with national security. Things like the super spyware bug that we created to be able to try to catch on to what was happening in Iran when it came to nuclear proliferation, let's say. So, of course, now you just hand it over to Iran. They know what's happened, and they know that, of course, that we have done that in our quest to spy on them, which this is exactly what we should be doing. But that's the kind of information that you really don't need flying around out there, because all the millions that have been spent on that are, it's like throwing money down a rat hole. That's the problem. And you can't continue to do that when it comes to security. The security element of it is what's so vital. If you remember, Valerie Plame and the whole idea that she was a CIA operative, right? And, of course, her husband was the former ambassador, Joe Wilson, and then that whole thing exploded over whether or not there was the yellow cake uranium, what was happening with that and the enrichment of it. And of course, that goes back to a piece that he wrote in one of the New York papers, and the rest is history because he was married to Valerie Plame, and we don't want to relive that whole thing, but then there was Scooter Libby, who was the top aide to Dick Cheney, who was the vice president, and remember that was at the tail end almost of the Bush administration, and Scooter Libby ultimately gets pardoned, but we go through the whole rigmarole of that. Well, that was a security issue, of course, is what was being really thrown out there is, hey, she was a spy. What about all the people connected to her? What about all the people that gave her information? She was an operative is really the better way to say it. And what about all the people connected to her? What has that done? I mean, talk about breaking chains and relationships and blah, 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 blah. So if the White House is allowing these leaks out there, how harmful is that to national security? Senator John McCain really wants this to be an independent investigation. Here were some of his thoughts earlier on the day on Tuesday.
I understand that immigration and health care and a number of other issues are getting the American people's attention. But unfortunately, apparently, these leaks go on and on and on. I've seen leaks, and I've seen things happen that endanger our national security. But on a continuous, ongoing, unrelenting basis, that puts, in the words of Senator Feinstein, that puts American lives at risk is of the highest priority, and it requires the appointment of a special counsel.
Yeah, and see, you have Democrats and Republicans who are completely on board. So if you've got something that's bipartisan, boy, you know that that snowball is definitely going to roll all the way downhill and then back up the hill again. And it should, because that's ridiculous. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This isn't politics. This isn't the push-pull over half of the things that we're normally talking about. This is what we don't want to happen with government. And, you know, it's a trite old saying, but so true. Loose lips sink ships without a doubt. And there's a reason for that, because we don't want those precious national security dollars to be thrown away. Because frankly, in the beginning of the year, it's going to get sliced off. You see that the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta's like a chicken with his head cut off when it comes to what he's trying to protect, because that financial cliff that will ultimately take a big nosedive for the Pentagon, and he's going to be on the back of that. He doesn't want anything that's out there that's working to be ultimately uncovered because it can't be used again. You know, so it's just like when Iran got the drone. Do you really want Iran to have the drone to be able to poke and prod it and see what it's all about? And the answer is, of course not. No, you don't want that to happen. But with the bug, that was even bigger because it's a hacker's delight. That's what everything's about now. If you're going to take down America, you're going to get it through the computer systems. You know, bridges and tunnels, sure, that could be on the list for terrorists. But without a doubt, where do you think the game is going to be played? And it has to do with systems, because so much runs on grids, on computer grids. And being able to get in is key. This is what we did on the other side of it, and that's just one element of security leaks that we're talking about. That's just one element. Unbelievable, huh? All right, I promised that we would do sports shorts, and somehow we missed it in the fray, but I promise we will get to it, because I know that you're all just dying to know what's going on at Wimbledon. Actually, that's coming up soon here on America Tonight in our next segment. It's sports of a different sort that I think we're all focused on, and that's first the immigration thing, and now what's happening to the people in Arizona and law enforcement. They got to say yay for a day, but unfortunately Homeland Security isn't helping out. So picture, if you will, you're a sheriff's deputy, just went through training, or you're going through training. You're a police officer, you're in Phoenix, you're in Tempe, you're in Mesa, you're in Tucson, Arizona. And now, this is something you've been charged with, enforcing part of SB 1070. And what is that? Well, it means that if you pull someone over for any kind of a moving violation, busted headlight, ask to see their license, they don't have one, ask to see the registration, they don't have one, you can then, if you suspect, ask for papers, in a sense. Ask whether or not they're in the country legally. A lot of people are screaming, yelling, and throwing tantrums and saying, well, this is racial profiling. At this point, the Supreme Court is that's the one thing that they held up in the Arizona law. But here's the kicker to this whole thing. So you pull someone over, you see, and you ask the question. You do it completely properly by the book, how you've been trained. And then it doesn't matter. You can ask the question, and they can say, thank you very much, officer, and leave, unless you, of course, give them a ticket for something. And why? Because ICE has to respond. An immigration issue, they have to be there. The Department of Homeland Security has not deputized, in a sense, or given the powers to be able to do that, to deport someone or to pull them in, to the law enforcement types in Arizona. They did initially do that, but now they've revoked it. As soon as the Supreme Court ruling came down, immediately, within 15 minutes, then they started to revoke it. So it no longer is part of the playbook. If someone's there illegally, you're doing nothing. You're letting them go with a warning or a ticket or whatever, but who cares? They're not part of that deportation net, which was the idea. The idea was to be able to ask that question because, hey, if someone's there illegally, you stop them. That's within the rights of what they're doing in Arizona or any state for that matter if they wanted to enforce that. Because of what's now happened in that state, they're just overrun with problems. It's not fear-mongering. It's not an exaggeration. It really is the truth. It's the truth. You can talk to anyone, especially in the Phoenix, Arizona area, about what's happened with schools and budgets and what's happened with hospitals and what's happened with jobs and what's happened with crime. And they'll be able to really spout off the statistics for you. We've done it before in the show. I mean, it's ground zero for problems when it comes to illegal immigration, without a doubt. Hang with us. The aforementioned sports shorts coming your way next.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say. You're bloody well right. You know you're right to say.
All right, I thought we'd mix in a little sports shorts here in America tonight. We're going to do that in just a second. But Eric Holder gets to go down. I was talking about that before with the contempt vote. A couple of you sent in some quick emails. It's not a mailbag segment, but for Josh, for Jake, and for Bo listening to us in Missouri, all three said the same thing. Holder's going down. Holder's going down, Kate. Almost exactly. A few different words there, but pretty much short and to the point. Obviously hearing me talk about the contempt vote and the fact that there would be crickets in the background because of the Supreme Court ruling on health care. But the House is taking it very seriously. So don't let me make you think that that's not, that this isn't a serious thing. It's a very serious thing. And to me, it's vital. We're trying to get the parents of Brian Terry, who was murdered by one of the weapons that was used in that botched operation, Fast and Furious. And they really, I'm certain, it's not going to bring their son back, but it would certainly give them a sense of, okay, people are paying attention here because they don't know the details. There's things that they don't know that they deserve to know, and the feeling that there's a cover-up and it's your son, and this is all the kid wanted to do, it's terrible. So now you've got this vote, it's happening, and a lot of the Democrats, like I just mentioned, a lot of the Democrats are going to throw it in Holder's face because he has infuriated some with his arrogance, and there's going to be blowback for Holder on this one because it's not going to be strictly Republicans that are going after him here when the vote comes down. And you know, in fact, I'm going to make sure, because I think it's going to be on C-SPAN, I'm going to record that. I want to hear that vote, and we'll talk about it. Because this, operation. They wanted it to just be swept under the rug. You know, this first came to light in 2009 because of Terry's death. That's how this became a big deal. So let's have this contempt vote on this gun sting and see where it leads. I mean, just to reiterate this, Terry was fatally shot in the Arizona desert north of the Mexico border. December 14th, 2010, he confronted a group of bandits that were supposedly going after illegals, and it was maybe 3 to 4 months later, no longer than that, that Senator Chuck Grassley announced that two weapons found near that scene were traced to an ATF gun-running operation. The rest is history. That's how things are uncovered, because believe me, if that they could have left that covered, it would have stayed covered. And the idea behind Fast and Furious was to build cases against Mexican drug cartels and the smuggling network supplying them by allowing illegally purchased guns to go from the U.S. into Mexico. The straw buyers, that's what they were called, you know, the people who buy the weapons for others who might not legally be allowed to buy them. They were allowed to get them in Arizona, largely there, the number of weapons, and they ended up in the hands of the cartels. Great idea, wasn't it? Mm. The ATF lost track of, ready for this, in case you don't know it, 1,000 firearms, and some of the guns weren't recovered until they turned up at the crime scenes, and the Terry case is the thing that really illustrates that. So ATF just had to bear a bunch of criticism, but the company, the part of the government, I call it a company, the company in the burgeoning government, the Department of Justice, oversees it, and you can't tell me they didn't know what was happening here. But that's exactly what Eric Holder said. He won't return over any of the material containing internal deliberations. And that's the thing you want to see. What did they know? What did they not know? And President Obama threw out executive privilege over the documents. So now here we are with this vote on citing Holder for contempt in the final week in June. Now, if the House cites Holder for contempt, he could be prosecuted on a criminal charge of it, which carries a penalty of like $1,000, but 1 year in prison. And, you know, will that actually happen? Very doubtful. It's unlikely that that'll happen. It's more likely that they would pursue civil prosecution in federal court to get the information that they want. So that's probably what's going to happen here. That's where it's going to end up. That's where it's going to end up. And, I mean, it's just awful. I really feel for the Terry family, because this is a twofold thing. And it's good that it's good in a sense that now this is all exploded. So they're getting some answers. They're getting some answers from people who are fighting for them, meaning the people who are pushing this contempt thing and going after Holder. And eventually, and it may take even more, it's going to take more time, could be 5-6 years down the road, perhaps they'll know more about those documents, and that's what's going to happen. It's going to end up in civil litigation. I'm certain of it. I'm certain that's where we're going to hear it. But I can't wait to see who votes which way on contempt. So good for you, Josh, Jake, and Bo. I'm going to say that I'll add my name to that list. I'm the fourth musketeer there. I think he's going down for this one for sure. All right, I kind of have thrown around this stuff on sports shorts, talking about a little bit about Wimbledon, but I didn't tell you much about what actually has happened there. And someone suggested, geez, can you let us know what's happening at Wimbledon? Well, what's happening now, because we care about the Americans, right? Yeah, I know there's people listening to me in other places, but sure, the Americans are what we're looking at, what's happening there with the two great women tennis players in Venus and Serena. You had Serena rolling on in a Wimbledon opener, and you had Venus out. And the two of them are going to play Olympic doubles, by the way. So you come off Wimbledon, and then you're, you know, getting into the mode of the Olympics in London. And Serena says she has no intention of stopping her career despite being shaken up by the early exit from one of her favorite tournaments, Wimbledon. And at this point, it's kind of wide open. Some of the Americans are still left in it. You have to assume on the men's side, Novak Djokovic will be there in the end. Maybe Rafa Nadal, maybe Roger Federer, but it's starting to get much, much harder for him to roll through. The person I would love to see really finally catch fire again would be Andy Roddick, but he's also starting to get older. You have John Isner. These are Americans, but Andy Roddick had his confidence certainly boosted when he won the Eastbourne Championships and, you know, then tries to roll on, but this is where he always eventually seems to stumble lately. He had an epic match a couple of years ago with Roger Federer, and, you know, he's got all this talent, all the talent in the world, but he can never seem to break through. I don't know, Matt, you follow tennis a little bit, and Andy Roddick has that model wife. I can't think of her.
Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah. Maybe she's distracting.
I'd be very distracted. I'm distracted by her, and I'm not even married to her.
Well, this is the new rule. American tennis players, until they start to win, cannot marry pretty women. None of the men.
I don't know. I will say this, that the Wimbledon and tennis tournaments in general, There's a lot of good scenery that is involved. I will say that. But how about my Minnesota boy, Marty Fish? Huh?
Oh, I love Marty Fish. He's been a former guest here on America Tonight.
He won. Yeah. And this is after he had, I can't remember, he had some sort of heart arrhythmia or something like that happened. And he had, I think he had an ablation done or something to fix it. And then this was his first tournament back, I believe, but I'm not.
It is his first tournament back.
Okay.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he won today, but
Isner was ousted.
It's been a rough year for American tennis.
It has been.
And I don't know where, like, or who is going to be the one who actually pulls through, because it's been a long time since you've had someone in the finals, I think, hasn't it? Like, last time might have been, what, one of the Williams sisters, probably Serena, a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time American's been in the final, I think.
Yeah.
Or women.
Yeah.
It's been a long time for the men.
It has been a long time. And the Williams sisters are in their 30s now, and that makes it tougher because, you know, you have such great young players, European players, and from all over the place. It makes it tougher, and it's going to get harder for them.
Whatever happened to Melanie Udan? She had one great run at the U.S. Open when she was like 16, maybe 17, I don't remember.
Right.
And hasn't really done anything since. Is she still on the radar or what?
She's still on the radar, but she's lost a bunch of tournaments and she's dropped, I think, past 100 in the world. So she had that big, exciting U.S. Open and then fell off the radar screen
like
a couple
years
wins.
Ago, I think,
yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you and I were watching that.
Yeah. So. Crazy.
Yeah, it's been rough for American tennis, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's going to be the one to pull it out. It just kind of seems like it's in a lull right now.
It is in a lull. So if you're listening, anyone from the USTA, get on it. We need some good American players. We want to cheer for the red, white, and blue. We'll be able to do that at the Olympics because that team is going to be strong. The Olympics is always fun for the tennis part of it, I think. Coming up on the flip side, you've asked me a lot about what's going on with Extendivite. I love this guy, John Wiskin. You got to check out his story. If you go to heartdrop.com, it's all there. My goodness, three members of his family all die of heart problems. But he turned it around. We're talking about that next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we continue our heart campaign here on America Tonight. You know how passionate I am about it. Thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness that I am taking Extendivite. Now it's been 3 months, I think. Yeah, it's been 3 months, just a little over 3 months. And what a tremendous difference it's made in me. No doubt about it. The numbers prove it. I've told my story again and again and again. Even saved money on life insurance because my cholesterol numbers were down and so was my blood pressure, which was fantastic. I feel better. I like my chances of not ending up sadly like my grandfather or his father or some of the other Delaney's who had massive heart attacks. So, you know, Don Wiskin comes on with us every single week, and somebody asked me to retell a story. Here's just a snippet of it, and if you go to the website, it lays all this out, too. It's great, heartdrop.com. But in June of 98, Don had a massive heart attack, lost 35% of his heart to damaged tissue. He's talked about that. Had a 95% blockage in one of his arteries. The doctors basically told his wife, go home, watch out for the worst. He survived. He talks about the fact that modern medicine helped him, absolutely saved his life. But, and I love what he says on the website, it made him eligible for disability. So, then comes the garlic, the cayenne, the drops, and as he says, it gave him his life back. Don, why did it give you your life back? What's been the difference 7 months after you started taking them? What happened?
Well, you know, I had been trying to exercise. I joined the Healthy Heart Program, and my wife and I went out for daily walks. You know, we were doing everything that we thought we could do. We had changed our diets a bit. I mean, you know, I used to think that it was okay to eat the fast foods, you know, because the government looked after us, but I found out I was really wrong. But 7 months down the road, I started having some strange chest pain. So, and it was different than the heart attack. It was more of a poking. So I went to the doctor, and she sent me for some tests. And what they discovered was the poking pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. So it totally rebuilt my heart, and it cleaned out the blockages. And she took me off all the medications that she could take me off of sent me to the cardiologist to get off the rest. And the cardiologist, he wasn't too impressed, but he fought me a little bit. But he said, hey, if you don't want to take these drugs, and I says, well, you know, they really have a lot of side effects, and I notice them. So if I don't have to take them, I don't want to. And he says, well, I can't find anything wrong with you. And I says, well, I'm out of here.
And so that was 12 years ago. What would happen if you gave that cardiologist a call now? I mean, 12 years is a long time. You're not on any of that stuff.
Well, you know, he still might be not very happy with, you know, what the extent of it has done. Because, you know, it's threatening his job and his livelihood. I mean, the drug companies are paying him a lot of money to do group tests on how their drugs work. I mean, I was in a group study of 1,500 people on the Ramipril I was on.
Mm, wow.
So, you know, they get a lot of money that way. And you know, that's why natural medicines aren't even popular, because you can't patent them. And the drug companies in 1961, they stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America. And in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that the doctors learned by. You know, if you were in Germany, the doctor would prescribe you a natural medicine first. Over 40% of their prescription medicines is natural. And then they take you to pharmaceuticals only after they're not able to do something with the naturals. And most people never get on the rest.
Yeah, and it's about the naturals, and you found that out. And I've been asked this a ton of times, and we talk about it on the air. And we always mention the garlic and cayenne, because that's so important, too, with the vital elements of the herbs that are in it. But there's more as well. It's like Joe emailed me in Austin. He said, Kate, what are the other herbs that are in this? Make sure you ask Don again. I want to know, and I want to know a little bit more about what they do.
Well, there's seven herbs. There's the garlic, the cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And milk thistle, the reason for milk thistle is everything that, to do with your heart and your blood has to do with your liver. If your liver's not cleaning your blood, then it's going to be sending dirty blood back. Plus, you know, the liver's responsible for your cholesterol, for the, you know, to feed your body the food that it needs through the cholesterols. It's a carrying agent that helps to move it. But really what it boils down to is milk thistle is the number one liver rejuvenator known to man. So it helps to rebuild your liver and keep your liver functioning properly. And that's, you know, a lot of damage from drugs have caused, you know, the livers to weaken themselves. And then we have the valerian to help calm you while the other herbs go to work, because one of the biggest things in heart problems is anxiety, and this helps to reduce your anxiety levels. Some people say that they don't get stressed out at work anymore, they don't get road rage, they just can't believe the changes, and they just can't believe that it was all happening from the extendivite and that tiny little bit of valerian. But it is, as I've always said, it's about time. The longer you take it, the more you'll notice, the better you'll feel, and the longer you'll want to take it.
Yeah.
Then again, we, you know, we have the bilberry, which is good for strengthening the arteries, and also it was used by British Air Force pilots in a jam to help with night vision, so that, you know, when they were fighting the war, they were able to see what they were doing. Hawthorn is for the heart. It helps to strengthen the heart. In my case, it rebuilt my heart, and it made it very strong. I like to say to people, you know, if you're still doing bad things, if you're smoking or if you're eating the wrong foods, take this product anyways, build up your heart. If you have a heart attack, your chances of survival are greatly increased. And then maybe that might be just enough to wake you up, make you stop all your bad habits. But, you know, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that's good advice, because then at least you've got a chance, you've got a fighting chance there if you're taking Extendivite. So you mentioned that you were, while you were still on the other medication, you were trying to do everything they told you. Then you saw, once you developed Extendivite, the tremendous results from that. So what do you normally eat? More plant-based diet, right?
I try to, yes. You know, I still enjoy some meat every now and then, but I don't get crazy about it. My wife is really, you know, she's kind of shaking her head, because I was like a steak and potatoes man all the time. But, you know, now, you know, she says, I don't know what to feed you half the time.
Right.
She knows I'll always eat a salad.
Right.
And she knows I'll always eat broccoli and Brussels sprouts and other vegetables And she knows I like my juice. If we have juice, I get up every morning and I have a bowl of whole grain, what do they call it, multi-grain Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's probably not the greatest thing in the world, but I've been doing it for so long, it's just a habit. And it really helps you get through the day, and I take my morning capsules with that. So, you know, I take them before I eat, and it seems to be enough. Once in a while, I get the odd repeat, but it's rare. And then I may have a sandwich for lunch and then a light supper, and that's how I try to survive every my day. And, you know, I used to be a real junk food junkie, and I just leave that stuff all alone. It's, you know, it's when it's in front of you, you kind of have a little bit. But, you know, as long as you don't have it, if you don't bring it into the house, you don't eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same thing for me. I don't do that either. No junk food anymore. More salads, that kind of stuff, because people keep asking me the same thing. And I'm so glad you said this. You don't have problems with repeating, because people wonder about that. And I haven't had that either. Is it best to take it before you eat? Because that's what I do.
Yes. Absolutely. The capsules before you eat, and then, you know, the food helps to push it down and into the intestinal tract before it has a chance, because within 20 minutes, the capsule itself dissolves. And, you know, we want them in your intestines where they actually get absorbed, and that's where they start going to work.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the vent. Go ahead. The liquid,
well, the
too.
Liquid doesn't require any food at all. It's just 15 drops three times a day under your tongue, and, you know, you just go, off you go.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the things that people are talking about that they see that's happened to them as time has gone along when they've been taking it. And the one thing that I've noticed, because at the 3-month mark, a little bit beyond that, is the stamina. Do you hear that from a lot of people?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I always say that, you know, if you're not able to get up and walk around, if you're not able to go for that walk, you know, because the walk is the most important exercise you can do. If you can't do that, then we are definitely going to get you up and moving, because all of a sudden, one day, you'll feel like it. You just have to go for that walk.
Yeah.
And off you go. So, you know, I put it diet, exercise, and Extendivite, but sometimes you need the Extendivite to get the exercise going. But it all will balance itself out, because diet and exercise are the keys to a long life, and the Extendivite just helps to extend your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody asked me too, and this is a funny question because I never thought of this, and this certainly isn't the case with me. You said the thing about repeating doesn't happen. Also, somebody asked me about garlic. They said, well, do you feel garlicky, you know, coming through your pores? Do you smell like garlic? And the answer to that is, I don't. Do you?
No. It is such a high concentrate that you don't really notice it at all. It just kind of, you know, it's just there. You know it's there, but it's, you know, it's just one of the seven herbs.
Right, exactly. And absolutely, it's the mixture, and that's what you searched for when you got that formula together. Don Wiskin will tell everyone, don't be shy. You just hit it up. Go to the website, heartdrop.com. All the stories, everything's there, and you can get your Extendivite there, whether it's the liquid that Don was talking about or the capsules. That's what I take, but it's great stuff, and I'm just seeing amazing benefits over time. Don, thanks as we continue this quest on the healthy heart. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.